From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring the young sheriff, Farron Young, and his deputies.
Well, there's so many things that I've never done, and there's so many places I've never gone, and I'm aiming on living someday before I die. There's so many lips that I've never kissed, and there's so much in life that I have missed, and I'm aiming on living some before I die. Before I die, I want to build a mint. I want to shake hands with a president. Before I die, I want to get my share. Go to Hollywood and just stand and stare. Well, there's so many wild oats I never sowed. So many roads that I ought to hoe. And I'm aiming on living some before I die. So many candles I've never burned, and there's so many corners I gotta turn, and I'm aiming on living someday before I die. There's so many parties I've never thrown, and there's so much in life that I ain't known, and I'm aiming on living some before I die. Before I die, I wanna live like a king, drive a Cadillac, flash a diamond ring. Before I die, I wanna strut my stuff, smoke cigars at a dollar a puff. Well, there's a lot more living than I can get. So many things that I ain't done yet, and I'm aiming on living some. Hey, aiming on living some. Hey, aiming on living some before I die.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. And to all of our friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry, a great big welcome. We got a lot of your favorite stars with us tonight, folks like Rod Brasfield.
And Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Chester Atkins.
Dale Wood.
And the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers.
And the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir. And our guest is a fellow who writes and sings some of the best doggone country songs you ever did hear. Autry Inman. Well, sir, we're going to have Autry out in just a little bit, but folks, I want to remind you that tomorrow begins National YMCA Week. And we'd like to salute the fine folks who have for years provided all of the Y services that are a part of life, American life. And we'd like to salute, too, the champion weightlifter from the YMCA down at Hornwall, Tennessee. Old dumbbell himself, Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, friend.
Howdy, Rodney.
Good to see you, boy.
Good to see you. Hey.
I'm calling me a dumbbell, you young sheriff-looking thing, you. Daniel Boone, or did you kill a bear?
No, I didn't kill no bear. Hey, you feeling mighty good. They told me you've been on the sick list.
Flitter, man, I have been plumb poorly.
Yeah, really?
I've been down sick with illness.
What's the matter?
Huh? Been out there to the St. Thomas Hospital. That's the finest hospital I know of anywhere's that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they've got the prettiest nurses and the finest doctors. You ought to get sick and go out there, boy.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Man, I'm telling you, they just treat you fine. Hey, Fern, would it be all right here on the radio for me to thank all the good people all over the country that wrote me pretty telegrams and letters and things while I was so sick out there?
The microphone's all yours, Rod.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll take it home.
No, just get up there and say thank you.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, I mean it, by Ned, thank you. Ain't that pretty?
That's so terrific.
I want you to see this here Valentine get well card I got from my gal Susie.
My word, ain't that something? You want me to read it?
Huh? Yeah,
read
what it says. Tell me them kind words that from the woman
says,
I love.
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Violets are blue.
Yeah.
I was born beautiful.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Ain't that the sweetest thing you ever read? Wait till I see her. I'm gonna slap.
Come here, Rodney. Come here. Come here, Rod. Tell me, when did you first really fall in love with Susie?
Well, it was down there in Hornwall, see. Uh-huh. Susie's always been a very strong girl.
Uh-huh.
She was working in old Clyde Ashton's blacksmith shop.
Clyde Ashton?
Yeah, you know old Clyde Ashton. Uh-huh. It's old Jack Ashton's brother.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, Susie was working in there, see?
Now, wait a minute. What in the world was Susie doing working in Clyde Ashton's blacksmith shop.
Well, as I told you, she's always been a very strong girl. Very
yeah.
strong. And when Clyde would get the shoes ready, she'd hand him the horse.
Oh, Rod, Grant Bell.
Boy, me and her had some fun night before last, Pearl.
It did.
Yeah, me and her and Minnie Pearl and her boyfriend, Hezzy,
uh-huh.
we all four went to a dance down there right out from Buffalo Valley, see? And I wish you could have seen that Minnie Pearl.
Oh.
Ooh, that was the dressed-upest booger that I ever saw in my life, boy. She had on one of them strapless, gownless evening jobs, you know.
All right.
It is a meat market dress.
Uh-huh.
Showed you spare ribs and backbone.
All right.
She was just plumb pretty, but she had everybody there just scared to death.
Scared?
They was afraid the dress wouldn't get up when she did.
Oh.
And scared me, too. I was afraid she'd get the hiccup.
All right, then.
By the way, have you seen that Minnie Pearl anywhere tonight?
No, I haven't.
I won't fire that booger. I got to talk to her.
What about?
Well, bless her heart, she's trying to learn how to play the stock market.
Huh?
Yeah, and I want to tell her about my sad experience.
Oh, what happened to you?
Oh, I invested all my money in the international underwear,
huh?
And the bottom dropped out.
Ain't he something, Rod Brassfield? You stick around, Rod, because I want you and all the opera gang, in fact, all of you folks here tonight, to lay out a real welcome to our real wonderful special guest. Let's all say hello to Hartree Inman. Come on out here, Hartree. Hey, boy, you brought along a double-barrel collection of terrific country songs if I ever heard them. Did you write them, Autry?
Yes, I did, Farron. Wrote them not too long ago and recorded them for Decca Records.
Well, what do you say we let the folks in on them? Here's Autry Inman and a new tune of his called Reality.
You're someone's reality, but just a dream. You're someone's darling now, just my old used to be. I hope you are happy like I was with you. I hope nothing happens to break your heart in two. You're someone's reality, but just a you're someone starting now, just my old used to be. I won't try to make you think of yesterday. Your new love, I know, would not want. So don't worry, darling, your secret's guarded well. I'll die broken-hearted before I'll ever tell. You're someone's darling now, just my old used to be. You're someone's reality, but just a dream to me.
Real wonderful. Thank you, Arthur. Hey, Rodney, come here for a minute. What's this I hear about you getting a small farm?
Oh, just going along with the trend, buddy.
Meaning what?
Well, you'd be amazed at how many folks these days are buying small places just sort of outside the city, live on the farm, work in the city. Yes, sir. And a lot of these fellas are going along with another trend, too, Fern. They're packing their pipes with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they're sort of cocking their heads to one side, smiling and saying, by now, this year, P.A. is the best-tasting, most natural-tasting pipe smoking I've ever done.
Well, sir, that's to be expected, Ronnie, because P.A. brings out the rich natural flavor that Mother Nature puts into the tobacco for our enjoyment. When a man packs his pipe neat and firm with crimp-cut P.A., he's about to enjoy a smooth, long-burning, really comfortable pipe.
P.A. is great in a making cigarette, too, fellas. P.A. rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty and fresh.
Pipe or making cigarettes, you fellas enjoy the natural tobacco taste of the National Joy Smoke. Prince Albert. Well, so here goes everything. Dale Potter's firing up his fiddle, and we're all grabbing partners, and it's time for the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers right now. Well, so right now, here's something that's always a pleasure to me on Grand Ole Opry, and that's when we settle down and sing one of our spiritual songs. Tonight, we ask the Jordanaires to come along and help us on a tune that I recorded for the Seaside Library people, one called How Long Has It Been?
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart? Hidden secret. How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through?
Light shone through.
How long has it been since your mind fell dead? How long since your heart knew no burden?
No burden.
And you called him your friend. How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
You knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven.
How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the days
worth living,
and you called in your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared? For you.
That He cared for you.
Thank you very much, folks. You know, here at the Grand Ole Opry, we've got ourselves a batch of real girlfriends. We're heading for one of them right now because she plunks the meanest country music piano you ever heard. Here she is, Miss Dale Wood.
Thank you.
Oh, that's mighty fine, Dale. Thank you. And folks, coming up right now is another one of our girlfriends. She sings a little bit. She plays the piano a little bit. She dances a little bit. In fact, this girl's real talented, but there ain't nobody that can compare with her when it comes to talking. I think you've already guessed it, ain't you? Here she is, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sure, I feel good tonight. I tell you, when I got here tonight, I was telling some of the fellas about how young and kittenish I felt tonight. I told them back there, I felt like a young colt. And they said, well, you look more like an old 38. But I tell you right now, I don't worry about what they say because I've got my feller Hezzy. Oh, there ain't nothing he wouldn't do for me. That boy, my feller, he would turn himself inside out for me. Come to think of it, he might look better that-a-way. But I was going down the road today right here in the middle of Nashville, and I found a lot of people kind of gathered around the funniest-looking little freak I ever seen in my life. And just as I walked up, that little old freak looked up at me and said,
Hardy, Minnie.
Oh, Rodney. Rodley, you just... Oh, I'm so glad to have you
Minnie,
back.
Minnie, it's just so good to be home I ever saw.
You know I missed you, and I hate for your first night back to have to tell you something that's going to be awful hard for you to take.
Minnie, you sound plumb sad.
Well, I've got a message for you from your girl, Susie.
Oh, what is it?
Well, she said for me to tell you
yeah.
that you and her was through.
Through?
Yes, sir.
You mean my gal Susie don't love me no more?
Well, she said to tell you goodbye and to give you back your ring, and here it is.
Well, I'll swear. That makes me so mad. Now, why?
I don't know nothing about it. All
she just
I know
don't
is,
love me no more.
Well, there's somebody else. I tell you,
somebody
I don't
else.
Know who it is, but don't you get excited now.
Somebody
Bobby.
Else.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Minnie. Now, that's there. Now, wait a minute. Who is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Who is it that stole my gal, Minnie? Who stole my gal, Minnie?
Now, don't get
who stole my Minnie gal? I'm going to find out now, and you better tell me.
What are you going to do, Rod?
Find out. I'm going to find out, and when I do, you know what I'm going to do.
Oh, Rod, don't get excited and go off and kill him.
Kill him? No, I'm going to sell him his ring. See, I've got $4 cash. $1.98 plus tax.
Rodney, what do you mean coming out here with all that grease on your face?
Well, I didn't mean to. I've been changing oil in my old car.
Changing your oil in
yeah.
the car?
Yeah.
And you got all that grease on your face from changing oil?
I guess so. I was just following the instructions in the book that come with the old car a long time
ago. Well, how'd you get grease on your face by following the instructions? What'd
well,
it say?
It says in there, when changing the oil, always let the dirty oil drain in your pan.
Oh, Rod. You are the craziest man I ever saw in my life. Well, Rod, have you got a handkerchief? Have you got a handkerchief?
Yeah, I got a handkerchief.
Well, give it to me. I want to see what I can do about
no,
that.
No, I can't do that, Minnie.
Why not?
I can't do that because I told Mommy I wouldn't let nobody use it.
Well, you did. Well, Rod...
Dad, I'm going to use it myself. I'm going to figure out, I'm going to file my income tax report on it.
You're going to file your income tax report?
Of it, it won't be long now either, will it?
You're going to file your income tax report on a handkerchief?
Sure.
Well, why on earth?
Well, I read in some magazine the other day where this year everybody was going to have to pay through the nose.
Oh, bye now. See you next week.
Come here, Minnie. Honey, you look so happy. Don't tell me old Hezzy finally popped the question.
Yep, he looked at me with them big sad eyes of his and said, Minnie girl, I'm so tired these days. Would you mind rolling my cigarettes for me?
Minnie, you can't roll a making cigarette.
I can for Hezzy. When you use fine Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper, rolling a making cigarette so easy, anybody can do it.
Well, by golly, you've got a point. You know, PA's crimp cut makes for a real neat making cigarette. Won't blow around, won't dribble out the end.
Oh, and Hezzy says it's the best tasting smoke in the world.
Well, Minnie, once a smoker tests PA for taste, he says that nature sure did right by PA. And you know something else? PA sure knows how to bring out all the flavor nature puts in the tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, so I think it's about high time we had another singing visit right now from our good friend, Autry Inman. Come on back out here, Autry. Hey, buddy, what you gonna do for the folks this time, huh?
I got an older tune I'd like to do for them that I got on Decca Records called Blue Monday. It goes
well,
this way.
Let me hear it. Go ahead.
Blue Monday, and I'm still all alone. Blue Monday, my baby's still gone. We went to the dance on Saturday. We had a little quarrel, so she walked away. She said she'd return on Sunday, but she's still gone. Blue Monday, Blue Monday, and I'm still all alone. Blue Monday, my baby's still gone. But if you only knew how her eyes would shine every time they looked in mine, then you'd understand why I'm a-crying and why it's a blue Monday. Blue Monday, and I'm still all alone. Blue Monday, my baby's still gone.
Well, sir, our guest for the night, Autry Inman, doing some of his real fine country songs. By golly, right now I'm in the mood for some good guitar picking, and I guess that means we call on Mr. Guitar himself, Chester Atkins. So that boy really goes. Thank you an awful lot, Chester. Right now, with all you folks' fine permission, we'd like to do another one of our Capitol records. It's been doing real good for us around the country. Thanks to all you wonderful disc jockeys and all of you wonderful folks. A tune called I Miss You Already and Not Even More. The time has come, you're telling me goodbye. I can't keep you if I try. I've had too many chances. Now I'll have to set you free. I watch you go too late. I know how much you mean to me. Yes, I've missed you already. Don't know how I'll go on. I miss you already, and you're not even gone.
Kiss me once again and please don't cry. I promise there'll be no more alibi. I'll have to find myself a way to face this loneliness. I was untrue, mistreated you. I've lost my happiness.
Yes, I miss you already.
Don't know how I'll go on.
I miss you already, and you're not even gone. Well, sir, that's about it for tonight, folks, and we sure hope that you had a fine time visiting with all of us here at Grand Ole Opry. Next week, we'll come calling for you again in the old buckboard, and I mean you're going to be picked up by a real fine bunch of your opera star, all your Grand Ole Opry stars. And in the driver's seat is Roy Acuff, and besides all the Smoky Mountain boys, Roy's going to bring along the queen of country singers, Miss Kitty Wells, and those two real great Tennessee Mountain boys, Johnny and Jack. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks for everything. And remember, the only thing we like better than country music are you wonderful country people. Good night and God bless you. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Ever stop to think, Dave, how three little words pretty well sum up the camel story?
Well, never thought of it just that way, Dave, but I do know the three little words you're thinking of. Taste, feel, enjoy.
Those are the ones. You can taste the difference and feel the difference between just smoking and camels.
Once you do, you'll enjoy the difference. More people today smoke camels, America's real cigarette, than any other brand.
I think one of the big reasons for Camel's popularity is that this cigarette never lets you down. You can count on Camel's, pack after pack.
That's for sure. No fads, no frills, no fancy stuff in Camel's. Just the finest taste in smoking. Rich, full-flavored, and deeply satisfying.
See for yourself why Camel is the largest-selling cigarette today.
Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.